Digital Millionaire Secrets by Dan Henry. Or part one, the journey to becoming a digital millionaire. Hello, and welcome to my story of how I built an eight-figure business by selling my knowledge online. My name is Dan Henry, and I'm one of those digital millionaires who went from barely being able to pay my electric bill to earning millions. This journey wasn't easy, but it was worth it, and I'm here to share the blueprint that helped me achieve this success. When I first started, I was in a tough spot financially. However, I had a passion for teaching and a knack for marketing. I realized that the e-learning industry was booming, with online courses generating $46 billion in 2017 and projected to grow to $325 billion by 2025. This was my opportunity to turn my knowledge into a profitable business. Trevor Shocker Part 2, Embracing Clarity and Crafting Your Offer. The foundation of any successful digital business is clarity. You must be able to explain what you do, who it's for, and why it's valuable in a single sentence. I call this the refined marketing statement, or RMS. I help audience achieve desire without pain point by unique solution. For example, if you're a fitness coach, your RMS might be, I help busy professionals achieve their fitness goals without spending hours at the gym by providing a simple at-home workout plan. This clarity is crucial for effective communication with your audience and for driving sales. Another key concept is the big domino statement. This is about making your audience believe that your method is the only way to achieve their desired outcome. It goes like this. If I can make audience believe that path is the only way to get desire, and the only way to do that is through my product, then all objections become irrelevant and they must invest. Part 3, the beta launch and pre-selling your product. One of the most powerful strategies I've used is the beta launch. This involves identifying your target audience, creating a solution-focused offer, pre-selling the product before it's fully developed, and then refining it based on initial customer feedback. For instance, if you're creating an online course on baking, you might pre-sell the course by offering a discounted rate to early adopters in exchange for their feedback. This approach validates your idea, provides immediate income to fund development, and allows for real-time refinement. I've seen this work wonders. For example, Rob Percival, a math teacher from England, made over $1 million by selling courses on computer programming. The Jump Rope guys made millions selling courses on jumping rope. Yes, you read that right, jumping rope. The key is to identify a niche and create a compelling offer that solves a specific problem for your audience. Sir Sherpa, Part 4. Scaling your business and automating systems. Once you've created and launched your product, the next step is to scale your business. This involves understanding the complexities of scaling an enterprise that specializes in digital offerings. One effective strategy is to use pre-recorded webinars as a source of passive revenue. Whether it's a live session or an on-demand webinar, the key is the substance and delivery of the content. I recommend employing a consistent marketing strategy, including an always accessible webinar system, to generate steady revenue. For example, I once generated $150,000 in just 30 days by continuously refreshing the webinar material to better respond to questions and improve future interactions. This turned the system into a dependable source of income. Jujur, Part 5. Cultivating a million-dollar mindset. To succeed in the digital business world, you need to cultivate a resilient mindset. This involves focusing on positive results and customer testimonials, recognizing that criticism often comes from those who are not taking action and using constructive feedback to improve. Overcoming imposter syndrome is also crucial. It's about building things that matter, focusing on the value you provide to customers, and recognizing that even successful people experience self-doubt. Remember, credibility is about perception, and your results and the impact you make on your customers' lives are the true measures of your success. Nashyarn, Part 6, streamlining your focus and executing your plan. Finally, to achieve significant success, you need to streamline your focus. I call this the circle of focus. It's about dedicating your efforts to a single primary product or strategy, eliminating non-essential tasks and commitments, and funneling your promotional efforts through one distinct avenue. When I applied this concept, I discontinued most of my offerings and concentrated exclusively on the most successful ones. In the first month, my business achieved a revenue milestone surpassing $1 million. Multitasking with numerous activities simultaneously can result in a decline in productivity of up to 40%, so it's essential to stay focused. In conclusion, becoming a digital millionaire is not just about making money. It's about transforming your expertise into profitable digital offerings that cater to specific consumer needs. It's about clarity, crafting compelling offers, scaling your business, cultivating a resilient mindset, and streamlining your focus. If you follow these strategies and stay committed, you can turn your knowledge into a lucrative online business and join the ranks of digital millionaires. Remember, as Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. So believe in yourself, take action, and turn your passion into profit.